This is the Six Eyes, Lost and Found. There are thousands of missing people every year. And for every one of them, someone, somewhere, has seen them. Maybe that listener is listening tonight. Maybe that listener is you.
Hello, happy 2024, and welcome to Six Eyes Lost and Found. It's 2024, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, Six Eyes Lost and Found. How you doing, Wolfgang? Happy New Year, brother.
Hey, doing all right. You beat me. I was getting ready to say, when you started taking off there.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
I was getting ready to do my intro, and you took off. All right.
I know. It is a fresh start, man. We have a fresh, clean canvas. 2024 is full of possibilities. So we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network wish you a happy 2024, whether you're listening live right now, whether you're listening later on tonight or in the rewind. That's around the 50 states and faraway countries. Hello, Ruthie. Happy New Year to you, First Lady Wolfgang. Happy New Year to you. We're here. We made it.
Until the rapture takes off, and then you go too. Okay. Let's see. We're going to have some fun now.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have snow. Oh, I got you traveling.
You're the one cursing. We haven't had one cuss word for 2024, and I do think you just dropped a cuss word.
Hey, listen to her, ain't
we? I'm sorry. I'm making flurries. Then I'm going to have to do the typing of the Braille homework.
Same thing. So we are here. Yeah, we are here. And like I said, we hope everybody is having a start of a great year for this Monday, January 1st, 2024. And like I said, we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network is wishing you nothing but prosperity and the best. And we're here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. We'll have greater things. Just stay tuned. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I got to talk to you.
And, of course, now we do want to make a note to all our listeners that do listen to this program. As we give out the names, please note, if you do not catch a particular number, you, of course, if you've called 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. Please, during when we have one of our breaks, you could ask us about a particular number. We will go back and we could give you that number to call of a person that you may have seen. We'd be happy to give you that number. Number two option is you could go back on, as we call it, the rewind, get a download of the shows, either by going to iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts, typing in Six Eyes Radio, that's SIXEYES space radio, and then when the two options come up there, the one you'll definitely want to get is Six Eyes Radio Network 2, which is this station, and then you'll look up the, when you've downloaded it, you get, of course, the Six Eyes Lost and Found, and you'll get this program, and then you'll be able to get the very number that you're looking for. Third option is go to Blog Talk Radio and type in blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes Radio Network Station 2. That's blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes, SIXEYES, Radio Station 2. That's a digit number 2 at the end. Blog Talk Radio, Six Eyes, Radio Station 2. And once you do that, you click enter, you'll notice all our great programming here on Station 2 of the Six Eyes Radio Network. and you want to look up Six Eyes Lost and Found for today's date, of course. This is, of course, January 1st, the very first date in 2024. And then you just take and you download that to your device and listen to this program and get the phone number that you need. And you still miss it after doing all that work. You can always call your local authorities, and then they can always get the word to the appropriate authorities out there.
Amen.
To which
Amen.
They need, so that that person can be returned to their safe home. So any of those options. So there's plenty of options there. So there's no reason that you cannot. That you cannot just say, well, I'm just not going to do nothing. Hey, do something, because we already know. We already know this show has been showing some results.
Yes.
We've seen already in the just a very few months that we've been on, less than 2 months already, month and a half, coming into 2 months, and we've already seen results. So we've seen young children come to be found that were missing. And so we've seen come to be going back home, and we'd love to see more. So just follow any of those options as we give the names. Just make notes. And if you're not fast enough, because sometimes my wife gets exhilarated, and she gets a little fast with the numbers. And if you're not able to catch them, there's those other options that you have. So you've always got other options. Contact your local authorities is the one of the definite options you have.
Amen.
But
you got
definitely.
Two options. Amen. Let's get on with the show.
So, all right. So what we're going to do is we are going to get right into the show today, but definitely you'll want to get going here. So we are going to get ready and get Ruthie going here. So,
and our mental health check-in, our mental health, two thumbs up for me and two paws up. We don't do numbers here. We do thumbs up. We don't do numbers here. We do thumbs up.
Okay, thumbs up, paws up for you and your buddy there.
Yeah, we don't do numbers here. We do thumbs up, and two paws up for trumpet.
That's what I was trying to say.
Well, I'm definitely both thumbs up, both wings spread, and the halo's just right. So.
Mine fell off.
All right. So we are set here. So here we go.
All right, let me read this now.
And just,
sure.
You're not in a race, Ruthie, so take your time.
Okay, first, missing adult.
Take your time.
Jamie Pierce, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since November the 12th, 2023. Missing age is 38, and the current age is 38. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Then we have Keyshawn, that's K-E-I-S-H-A-U-N, Sellers, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since October the 28th, 2023. Missing age is 23. Current age, 23. Contact Ohio State University Police Department at 614-292-2121. Again, contact Ohio State University Police Department at 614-292-2121. Michelle Arnold, missing from Maple Heights, Ohio, missing since October 27, 2023, missing age 23, current age, 23, contact Warrensville Heights Police Department at 216-811-1234. Again, contact Warrensville Heights Police Department at 216-811-1234. We have Katie Fuller, missing from Canton, Ohio, missing since September the 9th, 2023, missing ages 27, current age 27. Contact Canton Police Department at 330-649-5000. Again, contact Canton Police Department at 330-645-5800. Now we have Walter Moody, Jr. Okay, missing from Elyria, Ohio, missing since 8/28/2023, and missing age is 55, current age is 56. Contact Elyria Police Department at 440-323-3302. Again, contact Elyria Police Department at 440-323-3302. Okay, then we have Chad Pauley, missing from Martinsville, Ohio, missing since 8/27/2023, missing ages 39, current age is 39. Michael Messmore, missing from Lancaster, Ohio, missing since 8/21/2023, missing age is 44, current age is 44. Contact Fairfield County 50 at 740-652-7900. Again, contact Fairfield County 50 at 746527000. Let me do that, Chad Pauley, again. I think I missed something. Missing from Martinsville, Ohio, missing since 8/27/2023, missing age 39, current age 39. Contact Clinton County Sheriff's Office at 937-382-1611. Again, contact Clinton County Sheriff's Office at 937-382-1611. Now we got Michael Messmore, missing from Lancaster, Ohio, missing since 8/21/2023, missing age 44, current age 44. Contact Fairfield County 50 at 740-652-7900. Again, contact Fairfield County 50 at 740-652-7900. Jeffrey Foltz, missing from Cambridge, Ohio, missing since looks like 8/1/2023. Missing age 74, current age 74, contact Cambridge Police Department at 740-439-4431. Again, contact Cambridge Police Department at 740-439-4411. Daniel Anthony is the next name of adults. Missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since April 26, 2023, missing age is 42, current age is 43. Contact Columbus Police Department at 634-645-4545. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Now we go to Steve Benkovitz. That's B-E-N-K-O-V-I-T-S, missing from Berea, Ohio, missing since 4/7/2023, age 64, current age is 65. Current Berea, contact Berea Police Department at 440-626-5847. Again, contact Berea Police Department at 440-626-5847. Now we have Danny Gilkerson, missing from Gallipolis, Ohio. The thing sent around February 28th, 2023, missing ages 50 and current ages 51, contact Galia County Sheriff's Office at 740-446-1221. Again, contact Galia County Sheriff's Office at 740-446-1221. Sean Beaker, missing from Dayton, Ohio, missing since 2/23/2023, missing age is 25, current age is 26. Contact Dayton Police Department at 937-333-1070. Again, contact Dayton Police Department at 937-333-1070. Now we have Timothy Metcalf, missing adult alert, missing from Ashland, Ohio, missing since February 20th, 2023. Missing age is 74, current age is 75. Contact at Ashland Police Department at 330-642-2100. Again, contact Ashland Police Department at 330-642-2100. Next, we have a Dustin Engler, missing from Galleon, Ohio, missing since February 16th, 2023, missing ages 40, current ages 41. Contact Crawford County Sheriff's Office at 419-562-7906. Again, contact Crawford County Sheriff's Office at 419-362-7906. Jack Flo H R E. Jack is F, and his last name is F L O H R E. So it's Jack, sounds like Floor, F L O N R E, something like that. That's the real name. Missing from Dayton, Ohio, missing since 1/15/2023, missing ages 30, current ages 30, contact Dayton Police Department at 937-333-1070. Again, contact Dayton Police Department at 937-333-1070. Jeremy Cranston, missing from Wellsville, Ohio, missing since January 14, 2023, missing age 34, current age 35, contact Wellsville Police Department at 330-532-1522. Again, contact Wellsville Police Department at 330-532-1522. Then we have Kiera, C-I-E-R-R-A, Chapman, missing from Dayton, Ohio, missing since December 25th, 2022, current age is 30, missing age is 30 and current age is 31. Contact Dayton Police Department at 937-333-1070. Again, contact Dayton Police Department at 937-333-1070. Okay, now we go to the next adult name. Okay, Thomas Mills, missing adult alert. Missing from Amelia, Ohio. Missing since around December the 6th, 2022. Missing ages 71. Okay. Current age 73, contact Claremont County Communications Center at 513-732-2231. Again, contact Claremont County Communications Center at 513-732-2231. Next is William Campbell, missing from Hamilton, Ohio. Missing since, looks like 11/14/2022. Missing age is 46. Current age is 47. Contact Hamilton Police Department at 513-868-5811. Again, contact Hamilton Police Department at 513-868-3811. Now we have Rakim, R-A-K-I-M, Rakim, okay, Rakim Scales, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since October 5th, 2022, missing age is 32, current age is 33. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Now we have Billy Bayes, B-A-Y-S, missing from Mansfield, Ohio, missing since 7/28/2022, missing age 46, current age 47. Contact Mansfield Police Department at 419-755-9725. Again, contact Mansfield Police Department at 419-755-9725. Let's continue with some more adults missing here. And we got Jesse Brown, missing from Newark, Ohio, missing since 5/1/2022, missing age is 30, current age is 31. Contact Newark Police Department at 740-620-7200. Again, contact the Newark Police Department at 7200. We have to make sure those numbers are right. Kenneth Geimer, G-I, no, wait a minute. Kenneth D, oh, Dittmer, G-I-T-M-E-R. Yeah, we mentioned him before. Missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since 4/5/2022. Missing age is 48. Current age is 50. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Now we have Dakota Clifford, missing from Bryan, Ohio, missing since 3/13/2022, missing age 22, current age 24. Contact Bryan Police Department at 419-633-6050. Again, contact Bryan Police Department at 419-633-6050. Now we have Roger Bruce, missing from Felicity, Ohio, missing since 3/24/2022, missing age 51, current age 53. Contact Brown County Sheriff's Office at 937-378-4435. Again, contact Brown County Sheriff's Office at 937-378-4435. And I'm taking a break.
All right. So we had quite a few names here so far. And once again, if you have seen anybody, first off, you definitely want to call either your local authorities or contact the get and download our show and download our show at by getting it on your tablet, your phone, what have you, by going to Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio and typing in Six Eyes Radio and grabbing a copy of the show. And just get there and get, you'll see Six Eyes Radio. All right. So we are going to take and pay a few bills here while Ruthie takes a small break. But
mission link page now, link 6, link screen, page now, 001, link drop dash line truck and draw.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. Is U-Haul open? We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vestibula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2, F-O-R, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Seven days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network. We are back, and just to let you know, if you want to join in the conversation or get a copy of the numbers here live, you call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340, and we will be happy to give you any name with any number that we've already announced today here on the show. So, Six, did you recognize any names yet so far? Maybe that you had to call in? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully in your own way, it'd be nice if you did, that you got some names that you could call in. But in a way, Six, we hope you did not, because it is not good when these people are missing. We'd actually like to see all these people come back home, because there are a lot of people out there that are missing, and we'd like to see them back home with their families over the holidays. And it'd be a nice gift to see some of them come home. Amen. So, are you ready, Ruth?
Yeah, I can get that.
Okay. All right. So, all right. She's getting organized, getting ready for our next set of names. Okay, and here we go.
Okay, the next missing person is Loretta Burns.
B-U-R-H-N-S. Never heard anybody pronounce Burns that way, but that's okay. Missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since January 15th, 2022. Missing age is 58. Current age, 59. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Again, contact Columbus Police Department, 614-645-4545. Now we have Kara Hyde, missing from Hamilton, Ohio, missing since 12/5/2021. Missing age is 23. Current age is 25. Contact Hamilton Police Department at 513-868-5811. Again, contact Hamilton Police Department at 513-868-5811. Tiffany Orona, looks like O-R-O-N-A, missing from Dayton, Ohio. Missing since 10/11/2021. Missing age, 31. Current age, 33. Contact Preble County Sheriff's Office at 937-456-6301. Again, contact Preble County Sheriff's Office at 937-456-6301. Randolph Davis, missing from Cleveland, Ohio. Missing since 9/29/2021. Missing age is 66. Current age, 68. Contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Again, contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Did you want to say something, Six?
I was just saying, you're listening to Six Eyes Radio, Lost and Found. It is our hope that these families are reuniting with their loved ones.
Six, I don't
Happy
have
New Year.
This, but I think one of my friends that I went to college with might be missing. So pray for her. Her name is Dakota. I'm almost sure it's her. Miss, okay, this is Chad Howard. Missing from Cincinnati, Ohio. Missing since 5. Oh, wait. That's a 9. 21. 2021. Missing age 49. Current age 51. Contact Green Hills Police Department at 513-825-2101. Again, contact Green Hills Police Department at 513-825-2101. Now we have Sakona Cooper. Missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since 31/2021. Missing age is 31. And current age is 35. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Next one is Raja McQueen, missing from Cleveland, Ohio. Missing since 6/24/2021. Missing age is 27. Current age is 29. Contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Again, contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Now we have Randy Michaels, missing from Youngstown, Ohio. Missing since 5/15/2021. Missing age is 33. Current age, 35. Contact Youngstown Police Department at 330-747-7911. Again, contact Youngstown Police Department at 330-747-7911. Next is Brett Mount, M-O-U-N-T-S. Missing from Coshocton, Ohio. Missing since 5/6/2021. Missing age is 27. Current age is 29. Contact Coshocton
County Sheriff's Office at 740-622-2411. Again, contact the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office at 740-622-2411. Okay, we're going on here. Let's see if I can get this to move. Here we go. Whoops. Okay. Now we'll go all the way. Here we go. Now we have Harold Mercer, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since 4/12/2021. Missing ages 50 for an ages 53, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4345. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Now we have Martha, H-A-I-L-E, Haley looks like, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since January 1st, 2021. Missing ages 29, current ages 32. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Now we have Sean Miller, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since 12/16/2020. Missing ages 36, current ages 39. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Vincent Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N, missing from Trotwood, Ohio. Missing since September 6, 2020. Missing ages 21, current age is 44. Oh, no, missing age 41. Current age 44, but still department at 937-333-1070. Again, contact Dayton Police Department at 937-333-1070. Going to the next adult is Chu San. That's C-H-U and then San, S-A-N, missing from Gahanna, Ohio. Missing since September the 2nd, 2020. Missing age is 27. Current age is 30. Contact Gahanna Police Department at 614-342-4240. Again, contact Gahanna Police Department at 614-342-4240. Brittany Blum, last name is B-L-U-M, missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since 8/29/2020. Missing age is 31. Current age is 34. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Now we have Jimmy Owens, missing from San Diego, California. Missing since 8/25/2020. Missing age is 44. Current age 47. Contact San Diego Police Department at 619-531-2844. Again, contact San Diego Police Department at 619-531-2844. Alexis Jackson, missing from Cleveland, Ohio. Missing since 8/1/2020. Missing age 36, current age 39. Contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Again, contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Okay, we're going on to the next missing adult is Raymond Willis II. Missing from Waverly, Ohio. Never heard of that city. Missing since 7/4/2020, missing age 42, current age 45. Contact Pike County Sheriff's Office at 740-947-2111. Again, contact Pike County Sheriff's Office at 740-947-2111. Now we have Dahan Sarki. That's D-H-A-N-S-A-R-K-I. Missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since April the 18th, 2020. Missing age 36. Current age 39. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624. Now we have Marvin Cannon, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since 4/15/2020. Missing age 50, current age 54. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624. We have David Fugate. That's David Fugate, F-U-G-A-T-E. Missing from Covington, Ohio. Missing since February 29th, 2020. Missing age is 48, current age 52. Contact Miami County Communications Center at 937-440-9911. Again, contact Miami County Communications Center at 937-440-9911. Okay, now we have John Hora, H-O-R-A, missing from Youngstown, Ohio. Missing since January the 27th, 2020. Missing age 36, current age 40. Contact Youngstown Police Department at 330-747-7911. Again, contact Youngstown Police Department at 330-747-7911. Okay, then we have Paris Hobson, missing from Massillon, Ohio, missing since 12/25/2019. Missing age is 26, current age is 30. Contact Massillon Police Department at 330-830-1735. Again, contact Massillon Police Department at 330-830-1735. Now we have Brooklyn Short, missing from Middleton, Ohio, missing since 11/21/2019, missing age is 33, current age 37. Contact Middleton Police Department at 513-425-7700. Again, contact Middleton Police Department at 513-425-7700. Now we have David Hernandez Cruz, missing from Cleveland, Ohio, missing since 9/19/2019, missing age is 26, current age is 29. Contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Again, contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Okay, next is Connie Earhart. I'm going to spell that last name for you. Connie Earhart, E-R-H-A-R-D-T. Missing from Elmwood, Ohio, missing since 9/6/2015. Missing age is 60, current age is 64. Contact Elmwood Place Police Department or Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Again, contact Elmwood Police Department or Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Elmwood Police Department. That's different. Okay. Or Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Okay, that's cool. Paige Coffey, C-O-F-F-E-Y,
missing from Brattonall, Ohio. Missing since 5/1/2019. Missing age is 27. Current age is 32. Contact Brattonall Police Department at 216-6. 811234. Then we have Melissa Garcia, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since 4/23/2019. Missing age is 22, current age is 27. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545.
You know, Ruthie, you know, with all these people missing, you wonder, you don't see any news coverage. You don't see any, like, news coverage of these people still missing, you know.
Right.
If they tried to contact their last cell phone number they knew about. You know, so you just wonder. Some of these people have been missing for five or more or better. You know, so like I said, it's just our prayer that these people are reunited with their families, you know, and have a safe and happy return, and they still live, because it's too many people that's been missing, you know, too long, you know, and you wonder, did they, you know, I just pray they're still alive. I mean, I just pray they're still alive, because that's too long to not hear from somebody.
Just like I thought, my friend, her name is Dakota, and she and I went to college together at Kent State Ashtabula. Well, she was supposed to have graduated, and then she was going to, I guess, go off on a vacation. Well, she didn't appear to do that. I don't know if somebody just snatched her and ran off with her, because that's
because the thing about it, now these people that now, the children I can kind of understand, but these people you've named are well over adulthood, okay, and I know wherever they are, they got to be some kind of phone. They can contact somebody and let them know they're okay. Hey, I'm in this city. I'm here. I'm alive. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, because otherwise, you know, you don't know the fate of if they're still here or not.
You know, we watch Unsolved Mysteries, and there's some people missing, and what they do is they kill them, and that's what I'm hoping. They're not dead.
Well,
you know, I've seen this on Unsolved Mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Right, but what would stop them? I mean, they got to have a phone. I mean, they can go into a McDonald's and use the phone.
Well, Six, another point that needs to be made, some of these people, they may have been taken against their will, and they may not be able to get near a phone, okay? For example, if a criminal takes this person against their will, okay, they may not allow that person near a phone, may not allow them near other people.
Okay.
So that is a very high possibility. So these people that are missing, they may have been captured, kidnapped, so to speak, okay, and the person who kidnapped them, captured them, may not be permitting them near any kind of telephone to call for help.
Mm-hmm.
And that person may be desperately looking for a way to get out and get rescued, but they just have no way out. So, I mean, it isn't like that they don't want to contact somebody or contact their family and say, hey, I'm alive. They may, for all we know, they could be in some dark room, some dark basement, with their mouth gagged and their hands bound, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Being treated cruelly, so we don't know. I mean, we got to look at all the possibilities here. I mean, there are some sickos out there that's exactly what they would do. If they picked up a woman and they don't want her to get away because they think they got themselves a nice free sex object. I mean, I hate to be crude like that, Sorry, dear listeners, especially those of you who've had somebody do something bad to you like that, but we know they're out there. We know there are sickos out there that are just like that. And they'll snatch up some woman and they'll tie them up in some room to where they cannot get access to a phone or a computer or something like that. I mean, this world ain't full of people that are like you and me that have a decent level head on their shoulders, and that care about people. I mean, this ain't a rosy world with all sugar and cream. If it were, we wouldn't have missing persons. We wouldn't have missing adults. We wouldn't have missing children. Okay? We wouldn't have a need for this show. Unfortunately, we do. Because we have sickos, and unfortunately, it's all, I hate to go right back to the Bible, it comes from the sin of Adam and Eve in the beginning of the Garden of Eden there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It all comes from that. But you got a bunch of sickos who, the Bible says they'd wax worse and worse, and we have. We've waxed worse and worse, and these sickos, they think up all kinds of disgusting ways, you know, and they just get worse every year. And even though for us who got a decent head on our shoulders, we say, well, you know, just like you think, you know, like you were thinking, you know, why can't they get to a telephone? Why can't they call somebody? Well, under normal circumstances, that'd be true. Unfortunately, their situation may not be anywhere as close to normal. It may be so far out of normal, it'd be like living on Pluto versus Earth, where temperatures are like 2 degrees above absolute zero. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's hard to conceive of 2 degrees above absolute zero. Now, do you realize what 2 degrees above absolute zero really is, Six?
Well, if we went up there, we would definitely freeze. We would be frozen instantly.
Six, oxygen freezes at somewhere around 100 or so degrees below zero.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. They don't use degrees below 0.6 when they're talking about absolute zero. They use what they call the Kelvin scale, okay?
So
and absolute zero is absolute zero Kelvin, which is like in Fahrenheit is like over 260 some degrees below.
So if we went up there, we would shatter.
Oxygen is a solid. Hydrogen becomes a liquid. Helium becomes a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's no way, so man can't go to Pluto.
You wouldn't live on Pluto.
Too cold.
Not unless you stayed inside your spacecraft.
Yeah, I would recommend moving.
Because versus our temperatures on Earth, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Okay, so if you could open up your spaceship, and let's say you throw a watermelon out there, it would just shatter.
A watermelon would it's already a solid. It would turn into a it'd be like a concrete brick within seconds, within a nanosecond. Boom. If you had a drop of oxygen, it would freeze the minute it left the spacecraft. If you were venting oxygen out your spacecraft, it would immediately turn into a solid and fall to the ground and shatter upon contact to the surface.
Wow.
So you wouldn't be able to breathe because oxygen's a solid. There wouldn't be nothing to breathe, okay? So like I'm saying, we're talking two worlds difference. Well, our world of normal, of where everybody loves each other, treats each other decent, where someone come to your place needs to use a phone, is not where these sickos are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They live in a different planet.
Well, watch out for those things who want to use a phone,
too. Okay. They're not going to let their captured person use a phone. Okay, so that's why it's hard to conceive for you or me. I mean, someone comes to my door, wants to use a phone. I take a cordless phone out to the outside onto the porch, and I hand it to them, okay? I mean, at least I let them use a phone. Because I never know. It might be a woman who just escaped from somebody, needs to call the police, okay? Or needs some help, okay? At least I'm willing to let somebody use a phone. They may not have a cell phone, so they may need to use a phone, may need to contact the authorities or something, okay? That's my world, but not these sickos' world.
Right.
These sickos.
They don't know what to do with this. It's awful.
To them, them letting somebody use a phone, that'd be paramount toward setting their butts on fire. Ain't going to happen. I mean, would you want someone to set your butt on fire, literally, Six?
I think so.
No.
Okay, well, the same thing with them. Letting their captive would be like asking them, hey, is it okay me setting this torch match to your butt?
No, I think so.
They're going to say no. Well, same response, okay? So, I mean, we got to understand, we got to go inside their mind for 5 seconds, okay? I mean, it's hard to conceive of, Six, but we have to look from their mind, okay? And now you can understand slightly why maybe some of these people are not calling, why they're not getting in contact with their relatives. They probably want to in the worst way.
They've probably been killed by now. I hate to say that.
But they're still captured and are being tortured or whatever, or as Ruth said, some of them, they've just not been found yet.
Yeah, well, it's our hope that they're still alive and they can eventually get to a phone. That's our hope. That's the whole purpose of doing this show. So let's get back into the show.
All right, yeah.
There are some people, though, they probably will find because they're really
determined. That's the whole hope.
Right.
That's the whole hope. That's the whole hope.
Ready? Okay. Okay, next missing person is Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, Omar. Missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since, looks like March 19th, 2019. Missing age is 38. And current age is 42. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624. Now we have Tyler Davis, missing from Columbus, Ohio, missing since, that'd be February 24th, 2019, missing age is 29. Current age is 34. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624.
424. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4624. Now we have Tessa Dobkins, missing from Cincinnati, Ohio. Missing since February 18th, 2019. Missing age is 42 and current age is 47. Contact Union Township Police Department at 513-752-1230. Again, contact Union Township Police Department at 513-752-1230. Now we have Dennis Fout, Jr. That's F-O-U-T. Missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since around February the 6th, 2019. Missing age 44, current age 49. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2350. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-2358. Now, this is Seth Syabik. That's S-Y-A-B-I-K. Okay, this person is missing from Youngstown, Ohio. Missing since January 9th, 2019. Missing age is 31 and current age is 36. Contact Liberty Township Police Department at 330-759-1315. Contact Liberty Township Police Department at 330-759-1315. Now we have Benton Zaznik. That's Zaznik. Missing from Cleveland, Ohio. Missing since December 19th, 2018. Missing age is 59 and current age is 64. Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Again, contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Again, it's George McClellan is the next name. Missing from Milford, Ohio. Missing since November 5th, 2018. Missing age is 70 and current age is 75. Contact Union Township Police Department at 513-752-1230. Again, contact Union Township Police Department at 513-752-1230. Now we have Howard Stroop, S-T-R-U-P-E, missing from Rayland, Ohio. Missing since September 23rd, 2018. Missing age is 54. Current age is 59. Contact Jefferson County Sheriff's Office at 743-283-8600. Again, contact Jefferson County Sheriff's Office at 740-283-8600. Now, we have next on the missing list is Brian O'Neill, missing from Whitehall, Ohio. Missing since 8-1-2018. Age 65 and current age is 70. So they were missing from 65 to 70 years old. That's not kosher. Contact Whitehall Police Department at 614-246-7428. Again, contact Whitehall Police Department at 614-246-7428. Now we have Timothy Coulter, missing from Dixon, Tennessee, missing since March 30th, 2018, missing age 48, current age 54. Contact the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation at 855-BCI-OHIO. Again, contact Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation at 855-BCI-OHIO. I'm sorry, but I know somebody with the exact same name, but next door right now, so it's not him. Joshua Wright, missing from Cincinnati, Ohio, missing since
February 3rd, 2018, missing age 30, current age 36. Contact Cincinnati Police Department at 513-263-8121. Again, contact Cincinnati Police Department at 513-263-8121. Now we have Lachey Dungey, D-U-N-G-E-Y, missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since January 24th, 2018, missing age 19 and current age 25. Hey, could you get me a little bit of water? Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Okay. Now we go to Rigoberto Garcia, R-I-G-O-B-E-R-T-O Garcia. Missing from Hamilton, Ohio. Missing since January 12, 2018. Missing age is 37. Current age is 42. Contact Fairfield Township Police Department at 513-887-4406. Again, contact Fairfield Township Police Department at 513-887-4406. Next is Sean Ant Hill, missing from Candace, Ohio. Missing since 12/23/2017. Missing age is 24, current age is 30. Contact Harrison County Sheriff's Office at 740-942-2197. Again, contact Harrison County Sheriff's Office at 740-942-2197. Now we have Joseph Perry, only this is spelled P-E-R-R-I, missing from Columbus, Ohio. Missing since 11/29/2017. Missing age is 28 and current age is 34. My goodness, the person's been gone a long time. Contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Again, contact Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. Now we have Stephen. Thanks, honey. Martin. And that's missing from Bainbridge, Ohio. Missing since September the 10th, 2017. Missing age is 42. Current age is 48. Contact the Ross County Sheriff's Office at 740-773-1185. Again, contact Ross County Sheriff's Office at 740-773-1185. Now we have Christine Slinger, S-L-I-N-G-E-R, missing from Massillon, Ohio. Missing since 8/20/2017, missing age 27, current age 34. Contact Stark County Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Again, contact Stark County Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Now we have Alvin Darrow, Jr., missing from Toledo, Ohio. Missing since around July, let's see, the 7th month. Okay, that'd be July 27th, 2017. Missing age 64 and current age is 70. Contact Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3340. Again, contact Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3340. 3340. Now we go on to Amanda Dean. I knew a Dean in school, but not an Amanda. Okay. Missing from Collins, Ohio. Missing since July 11th, 2017. Age is 36 when they were missing. Current age is 42. Contact Huron County Sheriff's Office at 419-663-2828. Again, contact Huron County Sheriff's Office at 419-663-2828. Now we have Chelsea Coe, C-O-E, missing from Miamisburg, Ohio. Missing since July the 1st, 2017. Missing age is 25. Current age is 32. Phew. Contact Miamisburg Police Department at 937-847-6600. Again, contact Miamisburg Police Department at 937-847-6600. Now we have Seth Burhene, B-U-R-H-E-N-N-E, missing from Willoughby, Ohio. Missing since around June 1st, 2017. Missing age unknown. Current age is 40. Contact Willoughby Police Department at 440-953-4210. Again, contact Willoughby Police Department at 440-953-4210. Now we have Erica Jones. There we go. And that's missing from Cleveland, Ohio. Missing since 6-1-2017. Missing age is 30. Current age is 36. And contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. Again, contact Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262. And I'm going to take a rest here for a bit. Shall we come? You could make a comment on all that.
There's a lot of them there, and we're starting to, some of these have gone back now for 6 years. Some people have been missing that long. So we've got some people that have been missing quite a long time. And once again, if you've seen any of these folks, please contact the appropriate authorities, either the numbers given or even just your local authorities would be of great help in getting these people back to their homes, because obviously the sickos who have them aren't going to be willing to let them go home, but you may be that missing link to get them home, and that would certainly be a great help in getting them back where they belong. Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've done well over a great list of people going back all the way 6 years. That's enough. We could put a pin in it for this this evening here. Once again, you just enjoyed us. Join us for the first show of 2024 for my Six Eyes Lost and Found. And like I said, it's our hope and prayer that the loved ones are reunited, adults and kids are reunited with their loved ones. So we do this show every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. I'm sorry. Okay, let's try this again. We do this every Monday at 4 Central, 5 Eastern, and 2 Pacific. There it is, 2 Pacific.
You get it, Six. Right. You'll get it.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
That's why I was waiting on you to do it. I knew you could do it. All right.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
We all
get it. So, you know, great things coming from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Great things. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. The best in online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yes. So, please, if you've seen any of these loved ones tonight, please share on your Facebook page. If you can share stuff that doesn't mean anything, share something that means something. Get these loved ones reunited with their family, because it could very well be you. It could very well be me. It could very well be our loved ones who are missing, and you would want somebody to help you reunite with yours. Amen.
That's for sure. And as you noticed, we, with our list here, it didn't matter to us. We didn't care. White, black, green, purple, or blue, we don't care. Hey, if they're missing, we report it. And that's what this show is all about. And hey, if it were your loved one out there, we wouldn't care. We don't ask questions. If that name is missing, we're going to report it. And so, look, just like Six said, hey, if it was your loved one, you'd want somebody out there to get that name out. And you'd want somebody that if they saw them to say, hey, I saw this person, and this is where they're at. Well, same thing. If you saw one of these people, please, 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 I beg of you, please, with sugar and berries on it, contact the appropriate authorities. Please.
Absolutely.
Please do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the 6 Eyes Radio Network is about change. The 6 Eyes Radio Network is about doing great things for the community, great things for the world, because we are global. So it's our goal and mission to touch as many lives as possible. That's why we do shows like this.
For sure. All right. So, well, let us tell the folks about the show for tonight, that we're at least hoping the platform agrees with us for tonight, so that you could tell them about that.
So here's the thing. 2024, we're leaving issues of 2023 in the background. So tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, and we from the 6 Eyes Radio Network want to say happy anniversary to First Lady Bonnet and Pastor Bonnet. Their anniversary is today, so happy anniversary from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Yep, 27 years they've been married, so we just want to say congratulations from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. And join us tonight for Motivational Monday on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617, and like the 6 Eyes Radio Network page, join the 6 Eyes Radio Network group. 6 Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, Network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K, join the 6 Eyes Radio Network group.
All right. And so for Brother 6 Eyes, me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, Sister Ruth, and all the group here, we're going to say God bless, good evening, and we'll catch you later.
Love you guys.
Bless. Happy New Year. Happy 2024.
Happy New Year to you all.